be a little funky because this is the one where we're facing that way, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm a bad man.
Man. Sad. Sad. Sad.
El Conquistador.
Neurodivergent characters are becoming more visible in pop culture. Whether they are officially on the spectrum or just coded that way, like Young Sheldon or Geek Girl.
She just said apple.
Maybe.
To name or not to name, that is the question.
I think she did.
Or at least it's one of the questions raised in a smart new play premiering at Artists Repertory Theater in Portland.
Sapience is a brand new play by Diana Bourbono, and it features a primatologist who is trying to teach a young orangutan named Wookie how to speak English.
Director Mallory Mira-Shrafi.
Things get a little complicated in the lab. Her boss is her ex, and her cousin, who also works in the lab, brings her young son to work, and he develops a surprising friendship with Wookie.
I know. Your hairlesses are so easy to read.
One of the aspects of the show definitely does have to do with neurodiversity and sort of disability in all of its shades, visible and invisible. We wanted to make sure that we cast that role authentically, and so we've been working with an organization called FAME to both cast that role, but also to make sure that this play is rooted in the community that it's talking about.
The FAME Academy in Portland, that's PHAME, is a nonprofit organization that offers fine and performing arts education to adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
I wanted characters who actors on the autism spectrum could play.
Playwright Diana Bourbono.
There are characters in there that are specifically on the autism spectrum, and that's who they are. And if the actors have that, they can bring that to the actual character.
You know what? I actually think it justifies the line a little bit, too.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
People who are neurodiverse communicate in a different way. You have to listen in a different way to understand what's being said.
Clearly, neurodiverse voices have been well represented throughout the development process.
Something we've seen a lot at productions recently is doing a sensory-friendly production. I had questions about that. How do you decide what is friendly? And so I was looking at other options and came across this organization called Culture City. They're wonderful. They work with a lot of orgs across the country, performing arts organizations and otherwise. They famously did the Coldplay tour.
Culture City is a nonprofit based in Alabama.
It's called a sensory bag. It includes things like noise-canceling headphones, weighted blankets for your lap, fidget toys, strobe reduction sunglasses, all the good stuff. And so those can be checked out for free by anyone who needs them at concessions.
It's okay to pick fruit for fun?
That was the idea.
Diana Bourbono started out as an actor and used to joke that she'd done all the Latina roles musical theater had to offer, or rather, both of them.
El Conquistador.
That was before Lin-Manuel Miranda, In the Heights, and Hamilton, of course.
Representation, it sounds like such a highfalutin thing, but it's literally like there's just not enough roles. I think people just want to see their stories on stage. They want to see themselves on stage.
Like, I think it's a good conversation to be having, especially right now, as like there's a lot of fear around identifying certain ways,
mm-hmm.
and how one might be persecuted for identifying a certain way. And that moment is intersecting with this moment that so many people feel empowered and free to claim their identity and stand in it powerfully. And I feel that political moment in this play so clearly.
It does feel more dangerous now. It feels more exposed. It just the fact that both race and gender have been called out as, you know, topics that, for example, the NEA cannot fund. That's new. It's blatant. It's out there. And it feels dangerous. It feels dangerous to be an immigrant. I keep wondering whether my citizenship papers are going to get revoked, you know? But on the other hand, I'm angry and all I have is my pen, and that's what I'm going to use. I mean, if a little play about a sparkly shark can freak them out so much that they get rid of the entire, you know, board of directors at the Kennedy Center, well, what hell? Why not?
Performances of Sapience continue through March 23rd at Artists Repertory Theater in downtown Portland. Reporting for KBOO Community Radio, I'm Carrie Stewart-Lingle.